Management has transformed our world with unprecedented speed. Before the 1850s, neither management nor modern enterprises existed. Yet today, management stands as the defining organ of developed societies, enabling large numbers of knowledge workers to perform productively together. Its fundamental task? Making people capable of joint performance through common goals, values, and development. Perhaps management's most revolutionary achievement was applying systematic training to manual work. This innovation enabled low-wage countries to become efficient competitors almost overnight, challenging the notion that industrial expertise required centuries to develop. The resulting productivity increases created the middle class in developed nations. Management scope has expanded far beyond business to all knowledge-based organizations. Like a violinist needing both hands, organizations require both management and entrepreneurship to thrive. Not innovating is why organizations decline. Not knowing how to manage is why new ventures fail. Today, management faces serious questions of accountability and legitimacy. To whom is management accountable? What justifies its power? Without answers beyond short-term shareholder returns, organizations become vulnerable to dismantling for immediate gains rather than long-term health. At its core, management is a liberal art, combining knowledge fundamentals with practical application. It's about making human strengths effective and weaknesses irrelevant, enabling growth through shared values, and recognizing that results exist only outside the organization itself. The notion that businesses exist solely for profit is misguided. Profit validates success, but isn't the purpose. Creating customers is. Marketing starts with customer needs, not products, focusing on making products sell themselves. Innovation creates economic value through better offerings. These two functions transform societal needs into profitable opportunities. Businesses must regularly question, what should our business be, while systematically abandoning products that no longer deliver value. This prevents wasting resources defending the past instead of creating the future. These principles must become operational objectives reflecting strategy. Marketing objectives guide product and service decisions, while innovation objectives define future improvements. Resource management, from materials to talent and capital, is crucial. The inability to attract qualified people often signals decline. Making resources productive through continuous improvement is management's key responsibility. The social dimension is vital. Businesses survive only while society sees them as necessary and useful, making social responsibility a strategic imperative. Nonprofit organizations have emerged as America's management pioneers, employing 80 million volunteers, equivalent to 10 million full-time jobs. They excel by defining focused missions with clear action plans, starting with external needs rather than internal concerns, and measuring success through tangible community impact. Unlike many corporate boards that have weakened over time, nonprofit boards maintain strong oversight through directors who contribute funds, show personal commitment, and possess deep organizational knowledge. They demonstrate true accountability and effective governance. Nonprofits have masterfully transformed volunteers into professional unpaid staff through structured development programs. Organizations like the Girl Scouts implement comprehensive training systems with clear performance standards. These knowledge workers demand meaningful responsibilities, continuous learning, and growth opportunities. This volunteer revolution counteracts social fragmentation while offering crucial lessons for businesses: the importance of clear mission, strategic placement, continuous learning, and results-based accountability. Many executives find their volunteer work more fulfilling than their paid positions, suggesting that businesses must provide equally meaningful work to retain top talent. Management must address both its societal impacts and social problems affecting the organization. The primary rule is taking responsibility for all impacts, intended or not. History shows society penalizes organizations that ignore their impacts, as demonstrated by auto manufacturers facing strict regulations after neglecting safety. Organizations should work to convert impacts into opportunities. Dow Chemical exemplified this by transforming pollutants into marketable products through their zero pollution policy. When impact reduction increases costs, management should help develop balanced regulations rather than oppose them. Social problems can present opportunities for innovation, as shown by Ford Motor Company's $5 a day wage in 1913, which revolutionized industrial society while reducing labor costs through decreased turnover. Managers must prioritize their institution's performance. Taking on social responsibilities that compromise economic viability is unsound. Organizations should avoid tasks beyond their competence. Following the Hippocratic principle, above all, not knowingly to do harm, managers must avoid creating false impressions through excessive compensation or misleading profit rhetoric that could cause social disruption. Traditional management assumptions need updating for today's world. The concept that management exclusively means business management emerged during the Great Depression, a notion we're now correcting by recognizing universal management principles across different organizational types. The search for one perfect organizational structure is misguided. Organizations are tools for collective productivity, each with unique strengths. Modern workers must navigate multiple structures simultaneously, from teams to partnerships to traditional hierarchies. Today's workforce dynamics have evolved beyond the subordinate model. Knowledge workers often know more about their work than their supervisors, creating a relationship more like orchestra conductors and musicians. They require motivation through mission and challenge rather than traditional management. Technologies and markets are no longer fixed entities. Innovations frequently cross industry boundaries, and customer needs can be met through various solutions. Management must now consider the entire economic chain rather than just enterprise boundaries. Information's value increases with sharing, defying traditional economic logic. Information tools have transformed business conceptualization, from resource generators to economic chain links and wealth creation organs. Activity-based costing marks a shift from traditional accounting by measuring integrated processes from supply receipt to post-sale service, including both active costs and inactive costs, like downtime and inventory. This approach evaluates operation necessity and optimal location, combining value analysis, quality management, and costing. Global competitiveness requires understanding costs across the entire economic chain. Companies that overtake industry leaders typically maintain a 30% cost advantage through total chain management, as demonstrated by Toyota's Keiretsu network and GM's early practices under William Durant. Enterprises need specific diagnostic tools to create wealth: foundation information, cash flow, ratios, productivity metrics, competence tracking, and resource allocation guidance. However, strategy ultimately depends on external information about markets, customers, technology, and economic trends. While internal operations are cost centers, profit only comes from customers. The 20th century transformed the workforce dramatically. Farmers declined to just 5% in developed nations, while domestic servants virtually disappeared. Manufacturing workers, who achieved middle-class status by the 1950s, fell from 40% to under 20% of the American workforce by 1990, replaced by technologists, combining practical and theoretical knowledge. Knowledge workers, requiring formal education and continuous learning, now represent a third of the workforce. They own their means of production, their specialized knowledge, giving them unprecedented leverage over organizations. Education has become crucial, making it a central political issue. This shift has replaced traditional communities with voluntary organizations, where individuals can contribute while maintaining independence.